Last week, we were almost done with the first parak. We had half a pasuk left. We spoke about everything that Hashem made is tov ma'od, and that ma'od, or that we spoke about, was the potential for failure and death and yisurim, because it's all about free will. That's how Hashem designed the world. And it can't be free will unless there's some ramifications of bad choices and then Hashem guiding us. So it's all very good that it's all the way it's set up that way. That was the first half of the pasuk. But as we all know from Kiddush, the end of this pasuk is somehow the beginning of the next parak also. We glue the two together. The parak ends, Vayhi erev, Vayhi voker, Yom ha-shishi. It was evening, it was morning, Va, with a hey that is nowhere else in any of the other days of the creation, but here it's the sixth day. So, what is the significance of the sixth day? So there's a Rashi, but I'm going to share with you how Hirsch deals with it, and he actually quotes a Medrash Rabbah. It's a little bit, he puts two things together here. One is the Gemara and Shabbos, that Peches, and the other one is a Bereshis Rabbah. So the first thing that he mentions is the following. Amar Reish Lakish. There's a Gemara in it's a Gemara in Bereshis Rabbah. So hold on. Okay. Amar Reish, I thought it was Gemara in Shabbos, but it's a Medrash. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Bahir Vayivarka Yom Hashishi, the sixth day. Hey Yaseiro Lomali. What's this point of the extra hey? Malamed, it teaches us Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Emaisa Bereshis. Hashem made a condition with all of creation. The Yomalam, he told all the things that he created. Im Yisrael Mekablam HaTorah, if Klai Yisrael receives the Torah and accepts it, Atem Miskami, then you will exist. V'im Lav, but if not, Ani Machzir Eschem L'Tov V'Vohu. Oh, that's a Gemara Shabbos Peches. That is a Shabbos. Yeah. Then you'll go back to nothingness. Everything will unravel. There won't be any creation, it's going to undo itself. Then Bereshis Rabbah says, Yom Hashishi, Amar of Yudin, that's the way they say Yehuda in some places, Zu Sha'a Yisera Shemosifin Michol Ala Kodesh. This is talking about that little moment before Shabbos that you add from the weekday onto Shabbos, the mitzvah to add, to take in Shabbos a little bit early and to add Kedusha onto your Shabbos. So the hey is referring to both. We have the Gemara and Shabbos that refers to this the sixth day, referring to the time of Matan Torah. And then that's like everything about creation. Hashem is making this announcement. He's looking now and it's all been created. And then he says, but, even though I created you, but if we don't have the sixth day locked in, meaning go into the future and Klai Yisrael receives the Torah, then all of this that I made is forget it. It's all going to be undone. And the second point, seemingly unconnected, is this idea to add from Friday onto Shabbos and to transition the two and connect them. So Hirsch, in his brilliant way, actually ties it all together. It makes it all make perfect sense. So I'll tell it to you briefly. So he says like this, the hey, first of all, the simple meaning the, when you say the instead of a, it means the thing that we're all waiting for, that we're all excited about. Here comes the whatever you're excited about, the thing that you're waiting for, the thing that everything before leads up to. All preceding days lead up to this sixth day, the sixth day when man was created, which gave creation its goal and its culmination. That's what's special about the sixth day. On this day, Adam was given the Adama. Now, this is the one thing I left out last when we went through a few weeks ago, the meaning of the word Adam. And we talked about all the other words that are associated with it, like Asil, Chasan, and Hadama, footstool. And there was one other one, I'm trying to remember now, I can't remember.
Adam, red.
Adam, the color red, thank you, right, with the prism. But one thing I left out, maybe by mistake, maybe to get to it here, was the relationship between Adam and Adama. People think that Adam is called Adam because he comes from the Adama. So it's all the same word, but it's Hirsus is the opposite. Adama is called Adam because it's the in marriage to Adam. It's the feminine of Adam. So to review, Adam, the idea of Adam is that represented in the world of Hashem. The one who, as he goes through life and with his using his free will, lives the way Hashem wants to, is the Ratzon Hashem, is the will of Hashem in living color as he goes through his life. What's married to man living this way is the world. That's Adama. It's everything around him. It flourishes and it blossoms when man does the right thing. It withers and it fails when man doesn't. So this is the, and he says, scripture is filled with stuff like this. We'll get to this again soon. But throughout Tanakh, the two are linked, one with the other. When there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's because we didn't live up to our calling, and our Eretz Yisrael has to go spiral backwards, and the fruit will no longer produce what it used to. Everything will go backwards, because there's a symbiotic relationship between the universe and man's actions. The two go hand in hand. Klai Yisrael, as we'll see, well, I may as well bring it up right now. So Klai Yisrael is the beginning of mankind getting it back when man's supposed to live up to what he was supposed to and didn't. So Hashem gave the task to lead the world back through appointing Klal Yisrael to get a Torah. So let's go back a step. So the sixth day, the significance is the creation of man, who's going to be this Adam. And all of creation is leading up to this moment. So it's as if Hashem could talk to the rocks and the trees and everything, the fish and everything that was there before. This is the moment, the great moment that you're going to find purpose, because now a human with free will is going to hopefully exercise the free will correctly and give all of you purpose. And now you'll flourish. That's the great moment of the sixth day with creation of Adam. Earth got its master and governor who would rule it in God's stead, as we explained that Hashem chose man as his appointed one to live through, humans as to live through how he wants his world to be. And then to bring Kedusha, Ikar Shechina B'tachtonim, that Kedusha and godliness will fill this world and be the definition of what this world is used for. So now, because man failed and Klal Yisrael were given this role, so now Hashem tells the world, this explains the Medrash, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Hashem made this condition that if Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah don't accept the Torah, then it's not going to work. This whole world, what's it all for? The whole goal was to put humans here to make use of the world. And if the world didn't get it, now Klal Yisrael is given this task to lead the world back to its fulfilling the Torah, being a model society and contributing and teaching the world through its actions. If that doesn't happen, then the world's never going to get it. So that's why Hashem tells the world, if you fail, if Klal Yisrael doesn't accept it, and the world never has a way to get there, then it's all going to become unraveled. There's no purpose in the whole thing. And then the Medrash that we quoted, the idea of Masif and Mechol al HaKadosh, we add Friday a little extra to our Shabbos. So Hirsch explains as follows. It's really very connected. The sixth day was the creation of man. That was Hashem finished everything, right? Says the Pasuk, it's all very good now. Hashem looked at everything. It's tov mod. It's great because now we have man. We have the ability for failure. We have free will. It's perfect. So on the sixth day, that's when man gets his task and the world has purpose. But the seventh day, which we'll talk about very soon as we get to the rest of Kiddush, and the beginning of the next parak. So this is where man gets his education of how to live up to his role. The two go hand in hand. On the sixth day, man is given his task. And on the seventh day, he reflects on it and gets educated up to it. Hirsch has a lot more deeper words that maybe I'll share with a little bit of it. Hold on. Yeah, I'll just go jump to this little part. The sixth day caps the concrete world and is essential to its existence, whereas the seventh day is essential to the noblest creation of the sixth, meaning humans. The seventh day brings to the noblest of the physical creations the consciousness, meaning Shabbos and the thinking that we go into, we think about what is it all for, of the eternity of the metaphysical world, With good reason, then, do we begin the Kiddush Yom HaShishi by Chulu? Because the two are really two halves of the same thing. We already know our task, but Shabbos is the moment to reflect on that task and to grow into it. Okay, that's one important point to make. Okay, let's go jump right into the words of Kiddush. Vayichulu hashamayim ve'aretz v'chol tzva'am. So thus the heaven and the earth and all their host were brought to their intended completion. So there's a lot that's loaded into that translation. Let me explain. Vayichulu, he says that the word kala means exactly that, brought to their intended completion. Like the word tachlis, to strive towards a goal. He has a lot of other words here. I'm not going to get through all of his proofs, but he has a long list of other words and why the word kala can mean destruction and also come to its intended completion. He says there really one idea. It's a whole page. I'm not going to get into the Hebrew stuff, but you can check it out there if you're curious. But vayichulu again means they were brought to their intended completion. So that hashamayim v'aretz, everything that Hashem made, both the sky, the planets, everything about the fish, the birds, everything that you see, the whole tzva'am. Now, what is a tzva? It's an army. An army listens to its one commander. It's all focused around the master. So essentially, he's saying that's what's going on here. We're all of the Bria. Man is the only one who has the possibility of not listening, but we too are supposed to listen. But all of creation is now, it's all put in place that everyone has the capacity to listen. It's all there, it's all in place. He mentions a very important point, which I suppose if you wanted to be stubborn and be a certain kind of scientist, you may deny this fact. But the way he puts it, and he quotes a Gemara, he quotes, hold on a second, where is this from? Oh, it's a Bereishis Rabbah, that all of creation until this moment was developing. Everything was happening and unfolding. It almost looks like evolution. He says, Ad achshav hayimoschim v'holchim. It was stretching and going. Everything was developing. But Hashem, who's referred to as Shakai, the one who says to his world, Sha'amar lo'olamo dai, he says, enough. He put a stop to it. He said, stop unraveling, stop developing. So the fact, says Hirsch, that everything came to a stop and the world did not continue going, because the Medrash says, had Hashem not said that, Shil molei amar l'shamayim v'aretz dai, had Hashem not said, stop developing, then ad achshav hayimoschem v'holchem, there would be new developments and the world would continue to who knows what. Now, I know that scientists want to say, look, we found another, you see evolution still going on. We found somewhere in Brazil a creation that, and then they find out 50 years later, actually, no, that was the same thing as before. But they're still working on trying to find the proof that everything is sort of by itself through nature, just continuously going. They're having a hard time finding that, but their answer to that is, well, it's billions of years old. So, I mean, what do you want? In a little narrow window, they're only looking at it these last few hundred years. What do you expect? They're not going to find much. But if you look at the scope of a billion years, come back in a billion years, and then we'll see all the things that are developing. That's what they say. Chazal say otherwise. And they say it all stopped. And that's of itself, knowing that and understanding it and noticing that is a proof. Look at our world, and you'll see a creator, a thoughtful creator who said, look what I've made here. So this is one of the testimonies we're making, the opening line of Kiddush. It all stopped because Hashem had a purpose, and the purpose was complete at this moment. He had nothing else to create. So he said, enough for the creations. Next pasuk. Hold on. Vayichal Elokim v'yom ha-shvi melachto asher asa. Then with the seventh day, God completed the work that he had made. I thought he finished it on the sixth day. Okay, hold on. Vayishpos b'yom ha-shvi mikol melachto asher asa. Now we had mikol. And vayishpos, does it mean he rested? Does he need a break? Does Hashem getting tired? It means he ceased. We'll soon prove that. He ceased from all the work that he had made. So again, notice, Vayichal Elokim, again, it's the same idea. He brought everything to completion on the seventh day of his malacha that he made. What's malacha mean? There's a lot of questions in this pasuk. Vayishbos, what does Vayishbos mean? He rested, or he ceased from all the work. We'll soon explain. On the seventh day from all the malacha that he had done. So let's just do a little bit of translating here. Malacha is the feminine of the word malach. A malach has a job to do. So you see the job carried out by an agent, by a malach. Malacha is the same thing, it's just in the object. An intelligent being has an idea. When he executes the idea, the execution of the idea is done via a malach, or someone doing the job. But malacha is the job. He says, you know, for example, you have random pieces of material that are woven into a basket. We refer to that basket, now that it's made into a basket, as malacha, malechas ha-mishkan. It's the thoughtful intelligence made into something that testifies that there was wisdom there that was made and put into its place. Hashem's malacha is all the planning and the ideas that now he did something with. So he had no more reason to continue making anything else because it was all done. So vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'ashvi'i malachto asher asah. All that thinking and all the planning is, everything's done. Done, there's nothing more to do. He does add that only God, and far below God is man, can create a malacha. Animals who do things essentially are doing it through the intelligence of man. We put a yoke on an animal and we make them do work. But the creativity of an animal to design something, I know birds make nests and all that stuff, this instinctual stuff, it's true. But a thoughtful planning of something is done by man and an intelligent being that has a decision to make, and this is what I want to do. And then he goes on and he says the following, that what we see in this pasuk and the next pasuk about the fact that Hashem rested and that there's an education and the idea, he says a very interesting thing. When you read this pasuk and the next pasuk, he says, you have to be aware, we should bear in mind that the people receiving it, meaning at the time of Matan Torah, were already familiar with the Sabbath laws. We were given Hilchos Shabbos in Mara before Matan Torah. And we understood, according to Hirsch, we understood the meaning behind the ideas of Shabbos, not just a bunch of rules of don't turn on lights and stuff like that, but more than that, its symbolism is to reflect on a creator. And we're not creating, we're giving recognition that there is a creator behind everything. He says, we were taught that in theory as well as in practice. The people knew then the meaning of the seventh day as a reminder of creation and of man's place in creation. Without this assumption of their knowledge about the meaning of the Sabbath, then whatever is said here in Pesukim Beis and Gimel about the seventh day, the completion of creation through it, its blessing and its sanctification, which is coming up in Pesukim Gimel, would be incomprehensible. Couldn't really get the depth of what this is really saying to us. So just hear that when we're reading this pasuk, even though, again, this is not talking here about how Jews should live Shabbos, this is talking about the creation of the world. But deep in the meaning of the creation of the world, the Shabbos given to all of humanity, which man failed and never lived up to, was the same idea underlying it. We might have been given all of Hilchos Shabbos with the symbolism of the third day melachos, which represent creative activity. And when we refrain from that, we're saying, we're not really creative in anything. God's the creator. But we understood the philosophy and the meaning behind the halachas of Hilchos Shabbos for a Jew. And we understood that when Hashem talks about Shabbos, even for the world, it's the same underlying idea. That's where it'll all make sense. Now, thinking about that, now let's look at the pasuk. So, Vayichal Elokim v'yom ha'ashvi'i, Hashem stops on the seventh day all his malacha that he did. Vayishbos. What's the meaning of yishbos? It does not mean to rest. And Hirsch has, I think here, 6, 7, 8 words that he stacks up of what the word shavas means. Shevet, shavat, shafat, svas, shavas, a whole bunch of words. Essentially, it means ceasing work and desisting from continuing it. things that come to an edge, the edge of something, you know, a whole bunch of shofat, a psak, it's the end of something. There's a lot of, he has proofs, you can check it out there, how his proofs fit perfectly into this idea. But it means ceasing work and desisting from continuing it. So here too, God ceased doing any work, the pasuk is adding here, because no more was needed. So what's happening, this is me talking now, not Hirsch, I think he implies this. What happened on the seventh day? He already spoke about this in the previous pasuk. What's the seventh day more than the sixth day? Why is it called Mikol Malachto, everything that he did? What was added on Shabbos? Well, first of all, the idea of Shabbos. But what is the point of Shabbos? It's man to reflect and understand, to be educated through the notion that if everything stopped and there's this freeze on regular living, then the point of it all is to take that to heart and let it sink in, that there's a point to it all, that all of our work means something. Everything that led up to it in the week is meaningful, and that there's a point to our creation, our existence. So Hashem stopped. So this is adding another dimension to the same idea. He stopped. Okay. But Vayishbos, he brought it to its end. He stopped because there was a point to it all. On the Yom HaShvi, which is the education, then Mikol Malachta, from all the Malacha, including the Malacha of the education, which was now added, now it's all in its exact place where it needs to be. And Hirsch adds a really beautiful thought. With the seventh day, God ceased from all the work that he had made. For with the seventh day, everything that was created reached its intended permanent state. God ceased because no further alteration was necessary. Man, too, is to learn the meaning of the Sabbath. He is to consider himself and the world in their true position, assigned to them by the Creator. If the week's work was strictly avoda, you do it right, done in the service of God, as it says in the law of Shabbos, later in Shemos, Sheshes yamim tavod v'yosiso kol malachtecha, you work for 6 days and you do all of your malacha, that's man's malacha, of his intelligent things that he's supposed to be doing, then with the arrival of Shabbos, a man has already attained his goal. Everything we're supposed to do, we finished, because Hashem said do it for 6 days. And when we're done, we're done. That's all we were supposed to do. He ceases from all work because he has done his part according to God's will. There's nothing more to do. He finished, the time's up. With the arrival of Shabbos, he completes the week's work and presents it to God. His Shabbos is a true Shavas, in the literal sense of the word. Because just like Hashem, he put everything in place and there's no more to do. So we who were told by Hashem, I want you to work for 6 days and then that's it. That's all you got to do. If we did it the right way, that's it. There is no more to do. So someone who's got his mind on his business during Shabbos missed the point. Perhaps the whole 6 days before that he missed the point. That the idea behind all the work is there's a mitzvah of Sheshes yamim tavod v'sisul kamalachtecha, for the point of what Hashem wants a world for. And when he presents that to Hashem, that's he's done for the week. And now the point of Shabbos is more of Avodas Hashem, but now reflecting on how was the week, how was it in his Avodas Hashem, and how does he make sense of it all in the things he did. If he's worried about, I got the project that I never finished, and somebody's about to call me 10 seconds after Shabbos is over, and what am I going to say to him? He missed the point. Even though this is a challenge, don't get me wrong, I've been there, I ran banquets for 20 years, and I knew exactly this kind of feeling about, we have all these people we didn't get in touch with yet, what are we going to do? And I better call so-and-so before the head of the committee because things are unraveling. But the challenge is, realize that what you did for the whole week, it's not in your hands. You are doing Avodas Hashem, and you got to accept it as that and leave go and present it to Hashem. And then it's a beautiful thing. Then when you shavas, when you rest, it really means there is nothing else to do. It's not a mind game you play. It's true. That's the avodah of the week, and that's the avodah Shabbos. It's done. What happened last week is done. Okay, let's move on. So pasuk says, the last pasuk of Kiddush here, pasuk Gimel, Vayivarach Elokim Mashiach Mashiach. Hashem gave a bracha to the seventh day. Just like he gave the fish a bracha, and he gave everything else a bracha, they should succeed in their task. So this idea of Shabbos was given a bracha. that it'll take hold, that it'll achieve its point ultimately in the course of history. Vayikadesh also, Vayikadesh says means firm, unaffected by opposition. He has a lot of words to prove that point too. But people totally dedicated to something, and they don't, that's, your makd is something, it's completely dedicated. And the idea of Shabbos is Shabbos will win, no matter how much in the course of history the Shabbos idea is challenged. In other words, reflecting on God being behind everything. But Hashem implanted in Kedusha Shabbos the ability to ultimately be victorious in the history of man. Kivo Shavas, because on that day Hashem put everything in place, as we said, Shavas, which means that there's nothing more to do, it's all finished. Kivo Shavas, Mikol Malachto, from all his intelligent things that he did, Asher Bara, that he created, again, Hashem with free will. He says it caps it off here. The beginning of the creation starts with Bereshis Bara, and at the end of it, it talks about again Bara. Asher Bara Elokim La'asos. We'll talk about La'asos in a second. It's a tricky word, that La'asos. That Hashem created. First of all, there's an emphasis here that Hashem is the Bore, and he has free will, and he knows what he's doing, and he put exactly everything in place as it should be. And it's this message about how Shabbos is going to teach the world what it needs to do, meaning mankind, to live up to it and make use of Hashem's world correctly, ultimately will win. And he says it's all, we created la'asos. What's this la'asos? What's la'asos? So he says, we'll get to it next week, but a few pages later, he says la'asos essentially means the gradual development, to do, to continue to do. There's this tug of war that man goes through, that we fail and then we have to get educated again. The idea of Shabbos is to continually do, to have this effect on people, to ultimately, with Kedusha in the world, with a Klai Yisrael living up to it, with mitzvahs in the world happening and people seeing models of what it means to live up to what Hashem wants, then Shabbos is la'asos, to go do and to make it happen. And let me just add, and you'll see a little bit more what this idea means. I'm just going to read this straight from Hirsch. Had man been created like all other creatures without a free will, then God's work would have been completed on the sixth day. But because man was created with a free will, and because this freedom, though it raises him even higher than angels, of necessity entails the possibility of error and sin, man must be educated to recognize the truth and to do good of his own free will. Therefore, though God's work in nature had been completed, that's the creation of all the physical world before man arrives, his work in history, Hirsch always talks about the God of nature, the God of history, God's work in history had only begun. With the seventh day, God began to shape the natural causes that were to be the educational instrument of his guidance of mankind. And says Bereshis Rabbah, Mimaleches olamo shavas, from the malacha of making world, of the natural world, that's what Hashem rested from. That's when he finished his job. Mimaleches tzadikim urushayim lo shavas, but his interplay with the good and evil in the world, with good people and bad and evil people, what he's going to do and how he's going to develop the world, that was just beginning now. The education of man towards his spiritual and moral level was entrusted to Shabbos. The whole subsequent history of God's guidance and revelation has no other purpose but to lead the Shabbos to victory and to create for the Shabbos b'nei zug, partners. You hear this? So all of history unfolds. Now this is the beginning. Everything now was history was now the focal point. We're going to learn next week When the first time in the Torah the name Yud Kei Vav Kei appears, as opposed to Elokim that we've seen till now, Hirsch is going to drill this point home even further, even deeper, that there's a difference between those two names, that Elokim is the God, not just of din, but of laws, and that's the order, and that's nature, the laws that he embedded into nature. And the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midas HaRachamim, has to do with how Hashem is going to have to deal with man, and he's going to shape what he does with nature in order to get man to where man has to go. But we'll get to that more next week. But in a nutshell, let's just quickly cap this off. So we talked about man's task on the sixth day. but man's education comes on the seventh day. So that's the connection between Yom HaShishi and Vayechulu. Everything was finished, and everything is under Hashem's rule. That's called Tzivah. And Hashem put everything in its place. Yom HaShvi, Mekom Malachta, Asher Asa, Mekom Malachta, Amami Yering, is all the Malacha, including the education. He gave the Shabbos, Vayevarech Elokim Yom HaShvi, he gave it some special power and a special strength, Vayekadosh Asa. Because ultimately, there's nothing more to do. In other words, Hashem knows what he's doing. He's the Borei, and he knows what he's doing. If he knows what he's doing, it's got to win. But it's la'asos. It's going to take a long time in history. It's going to be a whole long process to continue to do until that moment of victory. That's going to be the end of history. But ultimately, it's the Shabbos message, the ability to reflect on a world that the world will make sense of why it's here. And that will happen one day. Because Hashem's the Borei, and he decided this is how he's doing it. There's no other way that it could work. I would almost say Good Shabbos, but now it's now we got to start the whole process again. Now we have Sheishes Yom and Tavad, V'sisukam Alachtecha. So have a good week, and this time have a good week. And I'm sure you did it last week too. And continue to have a Vedas Hashem in mind the whole week, so that when next Shabbos comes, you can put it before Hashem and say, I've done everything I need to do. And the Shabbos will be a reflection of your Vedas Hashem.